हरे कृष्णा। स्पिरिचुअलिटी प्रोवाइड्स अ कैपेसिटी टू कोप दैट ट्रांजेंड्स आवर कैपेसिटी टू कॉम्प्रिहेंड। वी ऑल हैव अ इनेट अर्ज इनेट नीड टू मेक सेंस ऑफ थिंग्स। व्हेनेवर समथिंग समथिंग हैपेंस, व्हेनेवर सम पर्सन बिहेव्स इन अ पर्टिकुलर वे, वी डिड नॉट आस्क ओके व्हाई डिड दे डू दैट, व्हाई डिड दिस हैपन। And in fact, the whole of modern science, which has radically transformed the world in the last few centuries, is driven by this urge to make sense of things. You know, why did the apple fall? That was the seminal question that Newton asked, which led to the development of science and the scientific spirit of inquiry. At the same time, there are millions of people who use the products of technology, but they do not know the science behind it. So, for example, people who use cell phones or emails or internet, they hardly even know the subtleties, the technicalities of how that particular thing works. But as long as it works for them, they're happy and they keep using it. They function with it. So they don't agonize over their inability to understand how it works, as long as it works for them. So a similar pragmatism needs to be adopted when we deal with life at large. Now, whenever things happen, we have an urge to make sense of things, and we should try as much as possible to make sense of things. But just as even lay people who may not be tech savvy or may not be tech experts, tech geniuses, they also can try to understand as much as possible how their gadgets work. But beyond that, they focus primarily on whether their gadgets are functioning or not. So similarly, when we deal with life at particular level, we can try to see some causal connections between why certain things happen in certain ways. But beyond that, our capacity to comprehend is limited. And if we freeze our life till we comprehend everything in life, then our life will have to stay permanently frozen. So that's not how we work. We put some amount of time to figure out things, and if we can't figure out, we just move on in our lives. So similarly, that's what we need to do with respect to our day-to-day lives at large when things go wrong and things don't make sense about why they are going wrong. This capacity to cope with the insensible, that increases when we have a spiritual perspective for life. When we understand that we are at our core eternal beings, then we also see correspondingly that whatever things have gone wrong, they are temporary. The Bhagavad Gita informs us in 2.13 that we are not the body, we are the soul. Dehi nosminyatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuhiyati. And then 2.14 states that matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agamapayino nityastam sitikshasva bharata. It says that matra sparshastu kaunteya, that the contact of the senses of the sense objects is what leads to the perception of heat and cold. And similarly, it can lead to the perception of pleasure and pain. And don't get caught away from it. Don't get disturbed by it. Tolerate it, knowing that it is temporary. So now when we know that in summer it is hot and winter it is cold, and we just accept it and move on with life. Yes, it may be scorching in summer. It may be chilling in winter. And it's uncomfortable. But knowing that these seasons are temporary, we just endure them and move on, doing what we can to tolerate, to endure those situations. So we don't go into a whole intellectual analysis of why the seasons occur or how the seasons contribute to the what are the ecological factors that cause the seasons, how the altering cycling of the seasons contributes to the earth's sustainable existence or whatever. Some people who are interested may go into it, but most of us, we just tolerate it and move on. So similarly, when things start going wrong, when some problems appear crushing, at that time we should know that no matter how big this problem appears to be, it is temporary. It will come and it will go. We as eternal beings have weathered problems in the past, and we will weather problems in the future also. And often problems that may have, well, have been bigger than this present problem. And we, if we can, we can use the philosophical capacity to, philosophical ability to try to analyze and understand. But even if we can't understand, and quite often because we are finite beings, we may not be able to understand. Still, we can shift our question from how they, why this to how now. Instead of asking why did this happen, we can focus on how now, how can I serve now, how can I move positively now onwards. And this question will enable us to move forward with far greater positivity and inspiration and energy. We will find that channels of energy that have been choked by the earlier exasperation will be opened by this contemplation. And thus spiritual wisdom provides us the capacity to cope with the unpleasant, even when we don't have the capacity to comprehend why that unpleasant thing happened. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.